anymore. So that is excellent to get in. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, Bush president. Bush and Pro together, right? That was the scenario. Yeah. Okay. We are not able to get into as much of the spiritual material as I wish we could because there's some of these other pressing issues.
Right. It's very difficult.
A little bit in the second hour.
You have to walk through what confronts you right now.
Yeah.
And face it. And then these other things can, once you've got the confirmation, Sam, of our presence, for instance, that the truth is coming through to you.
Yes.
The other will move rapidly. So let's not undersell or underestimate the plan of God.
Right. No, absolutely not. All right. We've got a couple of minutes. The scribe could take a quick breather and we'll be right back.
Thank you. That would help.
All right. Thank you very much.
In Cairo, used tear gas.
Kathy Herman out front doing fine work as producer. Thank you very much, Kathy, for being there. And I'm very pleased to have on the line Commander Hatton. Are you there, Commander?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. We do have some calls, and we do invite your calls now. Let us go first to, is it Shukri?
Yes, sir.
And Shukri, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Good evening. Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Shukri.
Yes. I was wondering, first of all, what exactly you are commander over. I'm new to the broadcast, and I think it'd be helpful for individuals that are listening to know what you're talking about.
Probably so. We do have probably a lot of new people tuning in this hour, so perhaps we should go through that again, please, Commander.
Well, it's a little hard because it's usually pretty shocking. Your ones are told all about the little gray aliens and the incredible satanic beings that are going to come out of the heavens some way. We are extraterrestrials. We are of the white light or God of divine goodness. We are the hosts, and I happen to command the hosts as they return in preparation for the higher coming of the God being returning to the planet. You are to a major, major critical cycle of evolution on your planet. You are overpopulated by over 6 billion beings, and the adversary has total rule of your place. You call that the Antichrist. We call it the anti-God.
Okay, so would you say then, in the knowledge of, I guess you would say, the human being or the human race, that this is a play of God of the Bible?
Yes.
And Satan?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the role of Jesus Christ? Because I know Jesus is Savior, and this sounds like, you know, a deception that's being set up.
Well, this is what you ones have been led to believe. Also in that book, a lot of tampering took place, but I want you to remember something. The promise of God, the promise of Jesus the Christ, the Master, his name was Isu Emmanuel in the setting that you will always refer to him as Jesus the Christ. Some 2,000 years ago, in that presentation, he told you. And always the messengers would come. Always the messengers did come before major, major upheavals and major cycle changes. And the time is at hand again. And the remarkable thing that the gentleman who called in, being shocked that man doesn't understand what's going on, we are shocked that you can call yourselves Christians and have read this book, even though it's tampered with, and not know full well that God would never allow changes to come upon you without first sending you the word and the ones to bring it. The messengers always come. There were the chariots of fire. There was the pillar of light.
Now, I have a question for you. If the Bible is the word of God and God is divine, why would he allow humans to tamper with it? He wouldn't, would he?
Because
loves us.
That is something else the adversary would like you to believe. There is nothing in the physical form that is not tampered with by the physical man. Be it a book, be it anything. And ones would accept that God should not allow that. God will allow man to act because God created you in the presence of himself, in the reflection of himself, to see what you would do with that.
Okay, now what it says in the Bible is that God came down in the flesh as Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ was perfect and without sin, untampered. He had no sin. And
well, now you are assuming that. He was in the physical form, and he was the first to tell you that what I can do, you can do, and more. And he did not say he was perfection. He said, I am not yet perfected, even after his arising and his ascension.
All right, so you say, it says in the Bible that he was perfection.
Yes.
Actually, he was not. His spirit was perfection. And quite frankly, so is yours, in the reflection of God.
He who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself and took on the image and the form of a servant. In other words, God came down as a servant to reconcile his creation to him, so this kind of deception won't go on.
What kind of deception? Are you assuming I am a deceiver?
Oh, I know very well that you are. Praise God.
Okay.
Well, I really appreciate that. How do you determine that, sir?
Through the Word of God.
Through what Word of God, sir?
The Word of
You have to remember something. I travel with this person.
Ma'am, or Commander, you are created also. If you are an alien, okay, you're created also. There is only one God who is eternal. And you would be a created being also, just as
I am. So what are you saying versus what I'm saying?
If you deny anything that it states in the Bible, then you are the Antichrist.
No, I would state this. If you believe every word in that Bible, then you are misinformed and you are ignorant, sir, of what is in that Bible.
Okay.
And you should go on back to your minister, who will also interpret for you his opinion of what
is in that
book. Why
am I knowledgeable to the schemes that you're playing, that you're deceiving people that are falling into this?
Why, I am bringing only godness.
Truth.
Now, why do I disturb you, sir?
About doing nails?
Okay, Shukri, let the commander respond to that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to know what it is about my presentation that bothers so many people. You see, this is very interesting. I find this fascinating.
Well,
God has told you that ones would come as messengers. I bring only the truth. I don't exact anything from you. I suggest that you get on with living a better life than most of you are living. There is nothing wrong with that. What do I bring except goodness? And why does it bother so many people? It's because within themselves they know exactly who I am and what I represent. And they don't want to confront that.
All right, let us move along to Jeff. You're on K-Talk, Jeff, with Commander Hatton.
Yeah, Commander Hatton, you indicated that you're telling truth. What is truth?
Truth as is anything to anyone. I bring the truth of God.
Is truth relative?
No, truth is truth. It is relative to nothing.
Relative?
Your truth may be different from mine. And there are many, many ways to present truth, but there is only one.
What is the truth?
Well, sir, I can't possibly, in sound bites of 5 seconds, tell you what is truth.
Can I narrow that down a little bit, Jeff?
Truth is God.
Asking her definition of what truth is.
What is your definition of it, sir? You are testing me. I'm going to test you. You tell me what you expect of truth.
I expect truth to tell me exactly what happened in the past, what is correct now, and what is correct in the future.
If you already have made up your mind, what difference does it make what I tell you?
Let me, Christ, you indicated, was a state of being.
That's right.
You're in the program.
Christ is a word of definition. which represents a state of being.
Christ is a state of being?
Yes. It is a spiritual condition or state of being. The man who represented the Christ-ness was a being.
What was the personage Christ on this earth, once again, what was his purpose?
His purpose was to bring you the rules, remind you of the truth, of the way and the laws, and that there is no such thing as death. There is eternal spiritual life.
Okay, was there any other purpose in Christ?
He shared as your brother. He projected as a human, as a line of measurement to see what man is capable of doing. And you are all capable of emulating and being identical to that being.
What about now? He talked about the Holy Spirit, or in my terminology, the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost, and what was the Holy Ghost's purpose?
Well, that is the Spirit of God.
The Spirit
of God? That is the soul Spirit of God.
And what is the Spirit of God's purpose?
I don't understand your question. It is all oneness. God is only one. You break it down into a triune of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
But there is only one.
If I receive the Holy Spirit, why would I receive the Holy Spirit?
Well, sir, I don't know why you would.
So most people should not receive the Holy Spirit.
Well, no, I would suggest that all ones would wish to do that, because that is part of your journey back into oneness with God.
Although the Holy Spirit is what he commanded us to receive.
No, that's what the book says. Something
okay.
About receiving it.
And what would be priesthood?
What do you mean, what would be priesthood?
Priests
are nothing except messengers or interpreters in a physical plane of a physical book. In their opinion, if you will.
All right, Jeff, I have to move along. Okay, go ahead and tell her to move along. I think it's time that this charade, especially for people in this community, begin to understand when they're talking about somebody that talks about a light.
Are you going to talk about darkness, sir?
Somebody who doesn't tell me who Jesus the Christ is, and that he's the Savior, and the person that we talk about being of the world, that it's time we expose this person for exactly what's going on. This gets a little ridiculous. Why do we need an alien if many people here believe in a prophet? I would hope that if anybody hearing my voice believes in a prophet, that they'd get away from listening to an alien.
Okay, Jeff, you've said it, and we'll move right along to Chris. Chris, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Good evening, Stan. Good evening, Commander.
Hi.
Good evening.
Commander, last time you were on, you were talking about only so many souls being created in the beginning.
I was?
Yes, and that there was more human beings on Earth than there was souls, and some people were walking around without souls.
Well, I don't think I put it quite like that, but that's true.
Okay. Do the people that are walking around like that, are they aware of it?
Well, no. I wouldn't suppose that they are.
So
I don't go around analyzing from one to another. There's very definitely a soul life that is breathed into individuals by God. And any being is capable of having that breath of life. Over a period of time, you are going to have a breathing out of that life spirit.
Okay. Another question I had was, John Lear had put out on a program that Whitley Strieber had told him that the aliens that Whitley Strieber was in contact with told him not to go to the light.
Wouldn't that be very, very dangerous if you heard something like that?
Yeah,
God is light.
It was a trap, and that you should not go to the light. However, if you recall, one of the next statements Lear made was,
He's going to the light.
He said that he thought that that was a very interesting potential piece of disinformation.
Yes.
Lear did say that.
So I wanted to clarify with the commander that we are supposed to go to the light.
Oh, absolutely.
I would never go any other way.
I wouldn't either, but I just wanted to clarify it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Chris, thank you. And here we have Jim. You're on K-Talk. Jim, with Commander Hatton.
Greetings, Commander.
Good evening.
Greetings, Sam.
Greetings.
In the last Liberator, there was some mention about some troops going door-to-door, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Sam, about U.N. troops going door-to-door in East Lansing, Michigan.
Right.
Well, I told a friend of mine about this, and he said he wasn't surprised because there was a public law, and the number on it is at, it's in Title 22, it's Public Law 87-297, and this law was passed in 1961. And this gives, the Congress passed this law giving the UN free rein to go door to door and disarm the citizens. And I'd like to bring that to public knowledge so that people could do some research on that. The other question I had for the commander was, is there any coincidence between the debates, the next debates going to be being held in East Lansing and this other incident?
Well, I guess I just haven't paid enough attention to be able to answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Another question I had, Commander, was in the Divine Plan, Book 1, towards the very back, you talked about the eye in the sky, and you talked about the Igigi, who are the Anunnaki shuttle pilots.
Yes.
Somehow, is the Anunnaki behind this Zionist conspiracy?
No.
Not?
No. They come, and they will be basically the Nephilims who will return to your place. And you will be able to
recognize
them.
They will return when the planet Nibiru makes its swing around again, huh?
Yes.
Okay. One third question for you. I had heard that the Earth began its ascent into the fourth dimension on or about July 28th of this year. Can you confirm that or deny that?
It all came along about the same time that we got into this tremendously in-depth I call it a horror story over the photon belts and so forth. But as you began to move into that higher frequency and began to receive these extra high frequency ultraviolet rays, if you will, I don't know how to project these ideas to you when I'm speaking to an audience. I can give frequency numbers that mean nothing, but you have a situation where your planet is literally moving into a lighted state of being, and you're going to be receiving these very high frequency light particles and frequencies, and I suppose that would be a very good way to put it. You are moving into a higher frequency, which is headed basically toward and in between a third and fourth dimension. You will still be represented as a solid physical being, but you will pick up no time and no space. You will come into that perception. It's called knowing.
Okay, great.
It is great, and thank you. It is great. This is glory. This is what you're working for. This is what you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
This higher evolution into a state of higher being.
Right. Yeah, I've noticed an increase in the number of visions and dreams that people are reporting, too. Is this a phenomenon that would happen as we move into this higher dimension?
I'm sorry that ones are so negative about receiving. I know that I represent some kind of an alien satanic being to a lot of people, simply because I come as an extraterrestrial, but everyone must understand. If you are expecting Jesus Christ, for instance, to come back to your place in any kind of form at all, he has to come back from somewhere. And if he is not on terror, he is extraterrestrial. So just coming from out of space means that you're extraterrestrial.
So
I don't understand the narrow thinking that will not accept the possibility. It's up to each individual to clear his space. And if this one wants to receive from his preacher or from a voice out of space or not out of space, that's all right. But the remainder of you who are in the lighted service of God are going to move into a higher dimension of knowing. Knowing. Not just knowledge, of knowing.
Good point, Commander. I'd just like to mention to the listeners out there that we do have a network group that meets Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We meet at Harmon's Restaurant on 39th South and State Street. That's every Wednesday at 7. And, Commander, I'd like to thank you for your gracious time. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
I thank you for that.
Thank you very much, Jim, for sharing.
Okay, Sam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And here we have John. You're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
All right. I don't want you to think this is an accusatory question, but Commander Hatton, are you the Antichrist?
No, sir. But I certainly am against the Antichrist.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because Nostradamus said that the Antichrist would come from the sky. Can you tell me who the Antichrist is?
Well, I can give you a good idea. And the Antichrist does not come from the sky. The Antichrist, friends, is the personification of evil, which is a conjuring or manufacture or a creation of human physical being, man. You will find even the other creatures of the earth are not evil. Man is the only one with that gift and ability to even bring evil upon himself or into a realization. The beings that first came to your planet bore evil with them. And they were what you could call the fallen ones. And you have had all of these eons of time under their tutelage. And at this particular point, you're going to find that those alien races, because you're going to have to face the fact that much did come to your planet from alien species. But you are that species. It's not like it was lizards and things. You were. They were your brothers. They were your higher beings. Or lower beings, as the case may be. You have to remember that Lucifer was the first creation of God, the first son of God, and he fell from grace. He wanted to take control. And those characteristics have carried through man as man has learned or grown or regressed or progressed. And you can look around you and see that evil pretty much rules. Now, you have a situation where you had a group of beings, and these human beings were Nordic, Mongolian, and Russian, Rus, R-U-S. These ones were known as the Khazarians. These Khazarian brothers took on the religion of the Judaists. They are the of the group that did then become known as the Ashkenazis. Now, this is fully documented. I'm not here tattling on one race versus another. But you ones are going to have to face the fact that there is a great organization of the Antichrist, because there's nothing else to call it. If it is against Christ and it is trying to snuff out Christianity, it is Antichrist. These ones are also anti-God of light. Because you see, any time you set up an idol or a god of any kind, it's a god. That's another term or a state of being or a state of expectation or a label. And always the adversary will take those wonderful, beautiful names and try to destroy them. And they will call themselves by those names to deceive you.
And so I think what's important in this is to keep in mind that the Antichrist is not an individual. It is not a person, a personification, as most people, I think, expect.
You're always going to have the leader of the Antichrist.
An Antichrist.
And you're also going to have the unfolding of prophecies. Where there's smoke, there's fire. So there's some idea. And prophecy does project. And you're seeing it unfolding, not only from Nostradamus, but from the book of Revelation. It's happening. You're in it.
Okay, and now, here is another question that I've been kicking around a little bit. And, you know, from what you just said, it's obviously something that you may not agree with. But that is, Ross Perot is gaining the power and the support of the people so rapidly, and he's talking about electronic town halls using satellite. Now, that could be an Antichrist coming from the sky.
Yes, it certainly could.
Pardon me?
Yes, it could. And you will find something else about these ones. When they talk about God, they are not talking in the same tone that your Christian church in truth would speak. You have basically a bunch that are going to run on taxes and the whole New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And that is without God. I'm telling you now, it is without God.
There was an interesting comment made the other day, is that money is the third Antichrist.
Well, it's certainly the representative.
Yes.
And you will find that in the World Bankers, the Committee of 300, etc., they are the ones that control the money, and you will find from all the protocols and the manifestos of all the elite that it first says, let's get control of the money, and we can control the people, and it's happened.
Yep. That's true.
John, we have to move along.
Okay, could I just...
this next hour, so... That is excellent to get in. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, Bush president. Bush and Perot together, right? That was the scenario. Yeah. Okay. We are not able to get into as much of the spiritual material as I wish we could because there's some of these other pressing issues.
Right. It's very difficult.
A little bit in the second hour.
You have to walk through what confronts you right now.
Yeah.
And face it. And then these other things can... Once you've got the confirmation, Sam, of our presence, for instance, that the truth is coming through to you.
Yes.
The other will move rapidly. So let's not undersell or underestimate the plan of God.
Right. No, absolutely not. All right. We've got a couple of minutes. The scribe could take a quick breather, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. That would help.
All right. Thank you very much.
In Cairo, used here. And Kathy Herman out front doing fine work as producer. Thank you very much, Kathy, for being there. And I'm very pleased to have on the line Commander Hatton. Are you there, Commander?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. We do have some calls, and we do invite your calls now. Let us go first to, is it Shukri?
Yes, sir.
And Shukri, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Good evening. Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Shukri.
Yes. I was wondering, first of all, what exactly you are commander over. I'm new to the broadcast, and I think it'd be helpful for individuals that are listening to know what you're talking about.
Probably so. We do have probably a lot of new people tuning in this hour, so perhaps we should go through that again, please, Commander.
Well, it's a little hard because it's usually pretty shocking. Your ones are told all about the little gray aliens and the incredible satanic beings that are going to come out of the heavens some way. We are extraterrestrials. We are of the white light or God of divine goodness. We are the hosts, and I happen to command the hosts as they return in preparation for the higher coming of the God being returning to the planet. You are to a major, major critical cycle of evolution on your planet. You are overpopulated by over 6 billion beings. and the adversary has total rule of your place. We call that the Antichrist. We call it the anti-God.
Okay, so would you say then, like in the knowledge of, I guess you would say, the human being or the human race, that this is a play of God, of the Bible?
Yes.
And Satan?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. What's the role of Jesus Christ? Because I know Jesus is Savior, and this sounds like, you know, a deception that's being set up.
Well, this is what you once have been led to believe. Also in that book, a lot of tampering took place, but I want you to remember something. The promise of God, the promise of Jesus the Christ, the Master, his name was Isu Emmanuel in the setting that you will always refer to him as Jesus the Christ. Some 2,000 years ago, in that presentation, he told you. And always the messengers would come. Always the messengers did come before major, major upheavals and major cycle changes. And the time is at hand again. And the remarkable thing that the gentleman who called in, being shocked that man doesn't understand what's going on, we are shocked that you can call yourselves Christians and have read this book.